But there is a kind of Lego elephant in the room, isn't there?
There is. There's the shadow side, which is what we're talking about.
Well, I came across a Facebook group called, I think it's Lego Lost at Sea. Well, the story begins with a boat setting sail from Rotterdam called the Tokyo, and it was going to New York. And 30 miles west of Cornwall, a rogue wave hit the ship and knocked the containers off the ship, or some containers off the ship. As a result, 5 million Lego bricks were swept into the sea. And that was in 1997. And some people who were going on holiday in Cornwall at that time started finding pieces of Lego on the shore. And then there's a lady who's written a book about it now, who went there about 13 years later and was still finding Lego coming upon the shore. And even today, 25 years on, there are still items of Lego. The interesting thing is that a lot of the items were actually marine related. So there are scuba diving apparatus and cutlasses from pirates and flippers and all sorts like that, and octopuses.
Oh my goodness.
And there was even an octopus, just like the design on the Tokyo, that was found in seaweed on the shores of Texas.
Wow.
I suppose it's very difficult to prove whether it was from that ship, but it was quite a distinctive octopus that was on that ship. So it does make one wonder whether it was from that wreck.
I read something recently that it takes 1,300 years for a brick of Lego to decompose.
Yeah. Well, certainly the items that are being posted on the Facebook group, they're looking pretty new, but sometimes they are a little bit smooth at the edges, so you kind of feel, well, there is some degradation going into the sea, maybe microplastics or some of the chemicals that are used to make the plastic that are getting into the food chain. This is slightly different, isn't it, from people purposely dumping into the sea. It's just an accident, but it does demonstrate the point, doesn't it, that this stuff lasts a long time.
It does. I have also read that Lego is working hard on figuring out how to change what they're doing, and that some of what they're making, not the bricks, but some of the other things are now being made with plant-based materials, but they're not, the materials aren't strong enough to make the bricks out of. So they have changed packaging. They've changed, you know, some of the little added things that go on that are flexible are being able to be made with, like, wings or other things that they're making are able to be made with other materials. But they have been consistently trying and failing at making a brick that can withstand a parent stepping on it or that can snap together with all the antique Lego that's out there, because apparently the design hasn't changed as far as how everything fits together. I'm glad that they're working on trying to do it.
That's pretty good news, isn't it?
It is good news. And what can we do as far as that goes, as Lego goes? Like, one of the questions I had with Lego is...
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.